This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
4:15, now the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We've promoted a mystery special guest all day. There's now three people who know about this. Me, the guest himself, and Charlie back in Green Tree. We're at a jam-packed, raucous Rivers Casino Sportsbook. This place is flooded with people here to watch and bet on the PGA Championship, where guys like Stephen Yamir Yager and Ryan Michael J. Fox are Luke Donald football at the top of the leaderboard. I mean, it is not exactly a who's who.
The course is not playing to what it's supposed to be. It was supposed to be a bomber's paradise. Luke Donald is, like, easily one of the shortest hitters still playing on tour. If he went to your local club, you'd say, wow, that guy hits it good, but you wouldn't say, wow, that guy hits it far.
You wrote down the name of the mystery special guest.
Yes.
May I see it?
Yes, you may.
Ooh. I'm sorry, Malzi. Another prediction gone wrong for you this week.
Can I tell people the name now? The name I wrote down, so it's not this person, was Richie Walsh. And the only reason I wrote Richie's name was when you said maybe this person will make up for Pomp not, you know, giving us the Bellefonte snorkel and not appearing, I thought it might be very literal, like his... do I call Richie his co-worker? Not his understudy. His co-worker.
He's an understudy.
Okay. At KDKA TV, I thought might be, because Richie loves to play little games like this.
By the way, Bob blamed Charlie in a text to me. Said Charlie said 3:35. He thought because Charlie was new, we were doing things a little bit differently today with him. So he said it was all his fault for why.
Both of you could have simply reached out to the other and actually cleared up
communication
that confusion.
Issues.
We never have communication breakdowns in the radio business.
All right, let's go out to the fan hotline and welcome in our special guest. Special guest, identify yourself, please.
Special guest?
I'm sorry, was I supposed to say something?
Do you know who it is?
No, I'm hearing a lot of, like, window noise here.
Well, yeah, he's driving.
This is what, you mean my Bluetooth speaker is not working in my car?
Oh, now I can hear it. It took a second there. Hello.
It's this guy's Christmas Day
schedule release.
Jim Colony, man who invented the Steelers win-loss game the day after the schedule came out.
I did not know that this was a Jim creation. Jim, how did you play this morning? Because you very generously sent me an invite that I could not take you up on today.
I did. Front nine bad, back nine was pretty good. Four over on the back.
But I like that. That means you left in a good mood.
Jim, what was the first year you played the Steelers schedule win-loss game? Is that when they were the Pirates back in 1933?
Ron and I had a contest to see who could guess the record. I honestly can't remember. For some reason, I'm thinking that it was post Giannotti, and I think it was with Dunlap, but I couldn't pinpoint a year for that.
I mean, I feel like I'm in the I always feel when I'm talking to you like I'm in the presence of greatness, but now finding out that you created this little game, it's just an extra feather in your cap.
Something that's been called boring radio by others today, so how about that, Jim?
It was called lazy radio by somebody else that Jim knows from his past.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't think I invented it. I mean, the only thing I invented around Pittsburgh was the University of North Allegheny. I came up with that. That was my creation.
We always said when we ran into an NA student when I was at Penn State that they were just going to 13th grade up there because there were so many of them, Jim.
All right, let's cue the music here for Jim, please. Charlie? I texted you about the music. What are we doing here?
Oh,
communication
man.
Issues. Charlie's dropped about 15 balls today. He's fumbled it.
He's dropped more balls than a class full of seventh grade boys hitting puberty.
All right. Jim, let's go here one by one. You were not prepped on this. I don't even know if you've seen the schedule, so this might just be completely off the top of your head. There it is. Week one, Steelers at Jets. Lower the music, Charlie. Week one, Steelers at Jets.
For some reason, I desperately want an L in this game, so I'm going to give it an L.
Why do you want that?
Just because I've come, not like I'm anti-Steelers here, but the mismanagement of that franchise is it's never going to reach the levels of their North Shore counterparts, but the way they've operated things, I would have done things a whole lot differently, and I kind of hope that Justin Fields comes back. I hope that he audibles out of all sorts of plays and shows Arthur Smith that, hey, you know what, I'm capable of doing stuff. So plus it's a road game, right? So I'm going to go with the Jets.
I got to go W here.
No, I'm not asking you for your picks. I'm asking you to give Jim the next game.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to make the picks with him.
No. Okay. This is Jim's moment in the sun. I'm not trying to steal his shot.
Jim,
here.
I'm incredibly sorry to have stepped on your toes even briefly.
No,
all right, Jim.
It's just that I'm winding past Morgantown right now on our way to South Carolina for a wedding.
Oh, delightful.
Well, maybe you'll see Donnie down there. He's got a bachelor party in Myrtle Beach this weekend.
What, this weekend?
Yes. In real time right now.
Our wedding is near Columbia, but we are going down to Myrtle on Sunday. So I guess, hopefully we're not staying in the same place that those guys are.
Jim, for the third time since 2011, the Steelers open at home with about as nondescript an opponent as you can, the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I think that was a bad game for Mason Rudolph, as I recall. I think that was the beginning of the end of that season for him. I don't know. I think the Steelers win that game.
At New England, your old stomping grounds in week three.
Man, the Patriots are terrible. I have to go with the Steelers. I know that bad things happen there, but the Patriots are a bad team, so I think the Steelers managed to win that game.
Across the pond to Dublin we go to take on the Minnesota Vikings in what will be technically a Steelers home game, Jim.
I got to go with the Minnesota Vikings in that one.
All right, Jim Colony is picking the Steelers. He popularized this game. He made it into yes.
Pony, you know, I was going to cheat and go through, and I was going to make sure that I also kind of desperately want to come up with a non-winning season here. And I'm not going to take the tie, make up a tie for a cop out. But I'll just proceed, and I'm not really keeping track. I know I'm 2-2 right now.
Yep.
But it would be great if it comes out to like 7 or 8 wins, but we'll see.
Kenny Pickett, potentially Brown starting quarterback in Pittsburgh week 6. Your pick?
Steelers.
That was quick. Not Kenny Pickett. Joe Burrow, definitely, or you would think, unless he's hurt, Bengals starting quarterback on the road, Thursday night football, short week at Cincinnati?
You know, the Bengals have a bad schedule that week, don't they? Don't they have one of those things that that Art Rooney used to get mad about the Steelers having to put up with? But I just think early in the season, it's a Thursday. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
The next week is potentially the Aaron Rodgers revenge game. The Packers in Pittsburgh for Sunday Night Football, Mr. Colony.
I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers, too, and he's not even here yet. Home game, okay, Steelers. Now we're 3-3.
No, you were already 3-3. Now you're 4-3.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oh, God. Oh, no, here comes a home game.
Here comes a home game against the Colts and whoever they've got at quarterback.
Oh, man, if they lose that game, then they deserve. But that would be the Tomlin special,
game.
Right?
Yep.
So?
I just can't see that happening, although it did last year, didn't it? They already did that. No, they will beat the Colts.
All right, will they go on the road for a de facto home game across the country and play the team without fans at the Los Angeles Chargers, Jim?
Yes, they will, and they'll lose.
The Bengals at home.
That's a loss.
Okay, we found out today that this team's starting quarterback purportedly did not even want to play for them, and he and his father attempted to sort out avenues by which he could avoid playing for them. Caleb Williams and your Chicago Bears on the road.
That adds some intrigue to it, but I'm going to go with the Bears.
Bears.
Bills at home, week 13. Josh Allen and the gang.
No, don't even. No. Buffalo.
That's a four-game losing streak.
I know.
Right now,
it's starting to get late early out there, but he doesn't want to know the record, Pony. At Baltimore, out of the frying pan and into the fire against Lamar Jackson in his place.
But is this part of the Christmas tournament yet? no, you got to. I have to pick the Ravens at home in that one. It'll be a three-point game. Well, no, I guess the playoff game wasn't a three-point game, was it? I will pick Baltimore.
A Monday night football game against the Dolphins at home in December, Jim.
Yeah, that's the Steelers' victory. Tomlin's pretty good on Monday night, as I remember.
You'd normally look at Detroit and up until the last 3 years or so in the schedule and say, thank God, a breather. Now, not so much. At Detroit, a 4:25 featured kickoff.
Okay, I guess this will have happened the previous 2 weeks as well, except for the one game that the Steelers' defense, once again, late in the season, is going to be exposed for the fraud that it is. Where they'll look good against it. The Steelers' defense looks good until it has to, and the Lions are legit. Even if they had all those injuries last year, and look how well they did. So I'm definitely going Detroit.
At Cleveland, which has been a house of horrors for the Steelers lately in Week 17.
That's not Thursday night, though, is it?
No,
that's a 1 o'clock game that by this point might be the Spiro Dita's game.
That used to be a Sam Nova game when I was in college and the Patriots played teams like the Colts, which is true. I didn't even really know. That's all. And then I met Sam when we moved to Pittsburgh 15 years later, which was kind of funny.
And then he once sold a car in the paper that said celebrity owned, somebody told me.
Celebrity owned. I know. I'm thinking about selling a couple golf clubs, calling them celebrity owned.
In your case, it would be celebrity thrown.
You know what? I'll take the Steelers.
Oh, that sounds confident. Man, just brimming with confidence.
No, bad thing, that used to be a fun trip. I used to enjoy covering the games. You know, Jeff and I, and then before that, guys like people, Tim Benz, guys that we would go up to cover the games, and it was so much fun because we'd listen to the Browns post-game show on the way back, and the fans were all so miserable. But, things have changed.
Didn't your wife get accosted in a bathroom there? Didn't she almost get assaulted by an angry Browns
fan? Yeah, she did.
Fan?
I told her. And say hi to Lynn and Chris, by the way, because they're traveling, Chris. Obviously, with me.
Hello, Lynn. Hello, Chris.
I told her, do not take off your whatever coat she had on, because she had on a Steelers shirt under it. I said, do not take it off, whatever you do. And but it was a beautiful day, and so she ends up taking off her top coat or whatever. And so she got accosted by some lady, started barking at her in a ladies' room.
That was actually the mayor's wife.
All right, last one.
Baltimore, home game. Could mean nothing for the Ravens. Actually, could mean nothing for the Steelers, too.
Well, the only way the Steelers have a chance in that game is if it's one of those, you know, that – and, man, was it so long ago when the Steelers were in that position almost every final week where they could rest guys and they didn't really – there was really nothing at stake. No, Baltimore's going to win that game. They'll probably run for 400 yards this time instead of three.
Oh, Jim,
I
have tallied it up here, Jim, and it is ugly. You have the Steelers going 7-10. A Mike Tomlin losing season and a pretty comfortable losing season.
Well, I don't know. I kind of piled it on a bit at the end, but honestly.
Piled it on? You know, had them barely go. You had them almost go 0 for November.
Well, they unleash hell a month early, I guess.
Jim, last one. Our listeners want to know what you're doing these days.
I'm sorry?
Our listeners want to know what you're doing these days besides traveling down to South Carolina for a wedding.
Broadly speaking.
Just hanging out at Pheasant Ridge, playing a lot of golf, working, making big money. That's pretty much it. Oh, and our granddaughter, Phoebe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got a picture from Jim of him holding little feet.
Awesome.
When did that happen?
Wait, Andrew, I never sent you a photo.
No, nothing.
You got to send him the same picture you sent me, Jim. It's a lovely picture. Oh. You look like you are legitimately as happy as you could possibly be.
I know, and Phoebe was really good with everybody else, and as soon as I held her, she started bawling her eyes out.
That sounds about right.
It really does, doesn't it?
All right, Jim. Enjoy that wedding. It's
safe
good to
travels.
Catch up to you. Catch up with you. See ya.
Yeah, okay. Now I can pick the speed back up again. We're in wild and wonderful West Virginia. And whatever county we're in, you know it's a certified business location.
See ya, Jim. There you go. Jim Colony.
My crack about a place where they have no fans.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, the Chargers. It elicited a very predictable response from a very predictable source.
Oh,
Dan Potash, very aggrieved by this comment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How did Pat's wrestling match go? I don't want to turn this into the Jim Cornette show, but
He held his own against the beast, the ring general, the Gunther. He got messed up a little bit, a couple flare chops.
Any real injuries from it?
I don't believe so. Okay. They were off the last couple of days because of the tournament, golf tournaments on ESPN, PGA.
You mean McAfee show? Yeah, McAfee show's been off on hiatus.
Yeah, wrestling's tonight.
Pat didn't seem thrilled with Rich Eisen coming over to ESPN.
Really?
You missed that?
What did he say?
He just thought it was like almost like a shot at him that they were potentially bringing Rich in to do a radio show at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, talk to your guys about that. See what they say.
We talk about other things, how Dan Orlovsky's hard-headed.
And what was that all about?
We'll die on that hill of Justin Fields is better than anybody.
Wait a minute. Orlovsky's a Fields guy?
Yeah, he was Fields' guy last year, so he's never coming off that hill. He thinks he was better than Mason. He thinks he's better than Russell last year. He thinks he's better than Aaron Rodgers this year. And yeah, that was a weird take there. I mean, he's looking at those first six games. I mean, Lewis Riddick was right there at the same
take. A bunch of people were sitting at that table.
I'm like, what are we talking about here?
Now the caveat was if Mason Rudolph is the Steelers' starting quarterback, they all said 0-6, even though that hasn't happened since 68, and Tomlin's never started worse than 2-4.
And we're acting like Mason Rudolph is like
chopped liver.
Skylar Thompson or something.
By the way, my grandmother used to make me liver and onions. I feel like that's a lost art. I feel like that doesn't get served anywhere anymore. That was like a once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, rightfully so. I had like liver when I was a kid, and it was like disgusting. That and beets. I was forced beets when I was a kid. And I haven't eaten a beet since I was six.
Pickled beets were disgusting.
What about the hard-boiled egg and
like the
in the pick in the pickle juice? What in the beet juice?
That sounds disgusting. You've I've never had that before. Maybe I've seen it. Maybe I've tried to block it out of my memory. You know what I think is also one more quick sidebar. Liverwurst, the cold cut, disgusting.
What about Braunschweiger? You know what Braunschweiger is?
No. Should I?
It's a bunch of animals together, I believe, in some kind of casing. It's not.
So it looks like a sausage?
It's a soft meat that almost looks like in the round size of like a salami or whatever.
Is it something you put on your grill or is it something you eat as a sandwich at lunchtime?
You more or less put it on crackers, I believe.
Have you ever had this before, Charlie?
I have not.
You know a pet peeve of mine now, while we're on the cold cuts thing, when you go to the Giant Eagle or the Get-Go or the Marketplace and the person in front of you is buying an eighth of a pound of ground chipped ham, like what is that, one slice? Can't you just get a whole pound? An eighth of a pound, please.
Where do you draw the line there? Would a quarter pound piss you off?
Yeah.
How about a half pound?
Half pound, I guess, but I'm just going straight pound.
I don't really go pound and a half.
No.
Shave roast beef.
Pound and a half?
Pound and a half.
How long does it take you to go through that? I was going to say, is it a week thing?
No, it's a week thing.
I get
for lunch.
My rebuttal for the people that want it in smaller quantities, I get nervous about how long cold cuts last. Like, I don't want to go to the deli and then 7 days later, I'm still picking at that same turkey because I think it's going to go bad.
It's probably just in the cooler Get-Go.
You don't think that cold cuts after it gets sliced 6 or 7 days later get slimy?
You have to get it sliced.
Oh, I hate the sliminess, man.
So you have to they just wash it off in water, but no, they slice it in front of you.
So wait a second.
You're going to the corner little thing that they pre-slice stuff.
No, I'm not. I'm having them slice it for me, but I'm defending the person that might want it, and not to the eighth of a pound, that's ridiculous, but I'm trying to defend someone that might do a half pound because they're thinking they don't want it to sit in their fridge for 6 or 7 days because then it spoils. So just get a small amount, eat it quick, and then go back a few days later for more. I don't know.
The whole point is going back. You don't want to go back.
How long do you trust cold cuts to be good for in the refrigerator, Charlie?
5 days, which is exactly what
the internet says.
The internet says.
Okay. Yeah, well, along with the internet says it.
Well, vacuum sealed packages, they can last up for a little bit longer.
Who's vacuum sealing a thing of cold cuts in their refrigerator?
I have a vacuum sealer. Works wonders.
You have a vacuum sealer?
Yeah.
You'll quit using that real quick. You'll be like, as soon as you run out of the bags they initially give with you, you're done.
The NFL came out on the schedule. Their guy Mike North, who I called Peter by accident the other day, and Chris made fun of me.
Well, oh God, why do I know this? Why am I laughing?
And how about me? You're laughing.
Well, at least,
I was the one that said it.
At least it was right around my, you know, formidable years.
Did you get that reference, Charlie, when I said that by accident? Did you know? Did you know
which
who
one?
Peter North was?
Oh yeah, as soon as you said it. Okay. Why do you? Yeah, I'm not even going
to
say.
Do you think that most people listening to our show know who Peter North is?
Well, there were multiple people on the text line who who knew.
Yes.
Well, Mike North came out and said that the NFL's guess on Aaron Rodgers is as good as anybody else's. And if they knew that Rodgers was coming to the Steelers, that Jets game would have been in prime time.
Okay. But.
So he's saying the NFL is in the dark on it. Like,
but,
they don't but what? There's a but here?
But if you have a 41-year-old quarterback that may or not be playing for the Steelers, do you put him in week 10 or you put him in week 1 when you're pretty much sure he's going to be healthy? Okay, maybe we cover our rear ends and not put him on prime time at week 1. But we're sure getting him early in the season, making sure he's not hurt.
But it's not a prime time. His point was if Aaron Rodgers had signed with the Steelers last month, that game would be Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football or something
I
like that.
I think they're probably straddling it, you know, straddling the old fence there. Like I said, if they thought there was no way he was coming, then why put him at week 1 then? I think they're covering their rear ends of saying if he's there, he will be healthy week 1. And what a way to kick off our 1 o'clock, what do you call that, window?
Yeah.
With the Jets Steelers. And I don't think the Jets have like 14 1 o'clock games. What is it? Something
they only
crazy.
Play two primetime games now that Rodgers is gone. They've turned into a completely irrelevant franchise.
And the Browns have no primetime games.
Zero. Well, they shouldn't have any. Whew. Unless, you know, if they had drafted Sanders in the first round, I bet they would have had some, because that would have tipped people off that he was going to be their quarterback this year, and they would have wanted to get him in some of those spotlight games.
But there's some bad games, man. When, you know, the old school Titans and Jaguars that throw on a Thursday night, why can't you throw the Browns and the Bengals on, right?
So they don't want to do that anymore, because they think Amazon's paid too much money to just, like, throw them, like, crappy games now on Thursday nights.
Start complaining. What's his name again?
Jeff Bezos?
Oh, no,
Bezos?
No.
Oh, Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Well, yeah, he started talking about falling asleep during games, or sounded like it at least.
Speaking of that,
all right.
I was accused of falling asleep at the funeral the other day. I'm like, what is this?
I mean, Callis fell asleep on the morning show
today.
That's
a daily event.
Again, back to this well. In Jerry Dulac's chat from yesterday, Sarah J. asked.
Well, you know them all, don't you?
I'm just going by this, dude. Literally, you can come over here and look at it. Sarah J. asked Jerry, are the odds of Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers above or below 90%? How would you have answered that?
Probably 99.9.
So again, you think we're just...
What do you say?
He said above.
Yeah. It's just a matter of when.
So when do you think it is then?
I wouldn't think it's going to be... Definitely before minicamp, which is June 8th, 10th. I don't know what it is. But it could be that final week of OTAs, that Wednesday before, right around that area right there, that 7-day span.
So you think that he'll be a Steeler by the end of the month?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. OTAs start next, not this Monday, Memorial Day. The 28th is the start of OTAs. They got 6 OTAs right around that second OTA week, maybe near the end of that. I think that's when he will eventually come. If not, wow. Because you know what happens the minute that last whistle blows at minicamp? Everybody's gone. That's the only time the NFL takes the break. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Tomlin, everybody. They're gone.
Off
the grid for 3-4 weeks. So I don't think anybody's going to be wanting sitting there getting a phone call from Aaron Rodgers at that point.
I asked Fittipaldo, if it doesn't happen, who is more to blame on the Steelers' end, Art Rooney or Mike Tomlin? And he said without a hesitation it would be Tomlin if Rodgers turns them down. Would you agree with that?
Well, Art steps in when he feels he needs to step in, as in more maybe things that are, I don't know, not personnel things, more if somebody gets in trouble or they want to move on from somebody, he would step in. I don't know if he would ever step in. And in his mind, step over that boundary and say, no, you're not that. So the idea was Mike Tomlin's, and the idea of waiting is Mike Tomlin's, and would have to lead you to believe that if it fails, it's Mike Tomlin.
All right, if we can't pick Rodgers and the Steelers against the Packers as our favorite game on the schedule, what is our favorite game?
Mine's the opener. Mine's the Jets and the Steelers, regardless if Rodgers is here or not. Like, I just want to see Justin Fields and how the Steelers would prepare for him, and knowing that, you know, how it went down and, you know, how they parted ways. And I think that, for me, there's a lot of intrigue there. I also want to see how Aaron Glenn does this his first year as a head coach. I think he's a really good defensive coordinator. That has a lot of intrigue to me.
I'm with you on that, but I want to be different. So I'm going to go with the Browns game, week 6, hoping, praying to the football and radio gods that we get Kenny Pickett walking onto the Acrisure Stadium surface.
Deontay Johnson, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Because here's the thing. Even if it's Mason Rudolph for the Steelers, if the Steelers win, oh, my God, you got so much to talk about. If Kenny Pickett starts and the Browns win, I mean, these radio waves are going to be on fire, especially if Deontay Johnson were to have a game. Oh, my God. So because we're not 100% sure Rodgers is going to be here, we expect it, I'll take the Kenny matchup. And I know that's the one you're picking,
too. That's the one I'm picking,
Or it could be Shador, or it could be Flacco.
And really, those are all intriguing, right. Flacco doesn't do it for me. I've seen that like 8 million times.
It's going to be Kenny.
Do you agree with this? Whoever the starter is to begin the year will not be the starter by week 6? That's what I think. Because they're going to be so bad, they'll have the revolving door all season long. So I almost hope Kenny doesn't win the job so that he's more likely to be the guy week 6.
I mean, their schedule...
They're going to be dogs in all of them.
Oh, yeah.
They got the Bengals, they got the Ravens, they got the Packers, they got the Lions.
Minnesota and London. Then the Steelers.
They're going to be over, guys. They ain't winning any of those games.
Probably not, but that what you said very well may be true. The starter to begin the season may not be the starter week 6.
Yeah, if you're over, you're going with a different guy by week 6, which would be a massive bummer.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. You got a candidate today, Linus?
You know, I think social media's biggest loser is the NFL, because, look, all these leaks come out about the schedule.
I disagree.
What does it make for 8 o'clock tonight?
Still plenty. And all those leaks lead up to the show. They're like free teases. You know what I mean?
So they're your biggest winner then. Interesting.
Yes, yes. What's Cooking, brought to you by our local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Bob, Josh Yoey in Stockholm sat down with Sidney Crosby. And Sid basically said he understood what happened with Sully. You know, he said, I played long enough to know that there's always going to be some kind of change when you don't get the results you want. He commended Sully, saying he did an unbelievable job with us. We're fortunate that we made so many great memories. And then Yoey asks him about the future and said Sid's tone changed. And he asked whether Sid could play a prominent role in determining the next Penguins coach. No, Sid said to Yoey. And Josh said, really? And Sid said, nope, I don't have any say on who our next coach is going to be, and I prefer it that way because ultimately I'm a hockey player. I'm not out there coaching games. I'm not a manager. Great get by Yoey. What do you make of the comments?
Yeah, he went all the way to Sweden to get that, or Denmark, wherever they are. So I thought that was interesting. And yeah, I think most of us felt that he always had a hand in something. That's pretty stern, and if it's true, that's good. He likes to just be away, do his thing. He concentrates on him, part of the entire team concept, and that way he can wash his hands of anything that may happen that he had an impact on. So I think that's a good thing.
Pirates bust out of their slump today. Did they win?
Who's pitching? Do we know?
Clay Holmes against Falter. Clay Holmes. Remember him?
He has a new pitch.
Yeah. I think you're going to get 7 strong innings from Falter. And a low-scoring 3-2 game.
You think Brian Reynolds plays?
No, I think he'll get off tonight.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Joe, you got a tea time coming up.
Goodbye,
he's
Joe.
Off and running,
enjoy your tea time.
Out the door.
Good luck. There
he's
he goes.
Say
he's
goodbye to you, Austin.
Still wearing his headphones.
He has
no
headphones
goodbye.
On. He's ready to roll. That's how serious he is about golf.
That's very mean of him. Bob, I would like to give a shout-out to Baldwin Baseball today that is playing against Peters Township, first round of the playoffs. It's their first time back in 10 years.
How about that?
For the playoffs. So good luck to them.
It doesn't look like it's going to rain, does it?
Oh, I hope not.
No.
I have a friend who's on the Peters Township staff that actually went to Baldwin with me that plays on my wiffle ball team, Jake.
There's a big history there in Baldwin.
Yes.
Wiffle to baseball. Before we go, can we play Lou from Hermitage? Because
this
happened on Saturday, and Joe had teased it, and it's very funny to me how it was Mother's Day weekend, and I get this call. I'm going to move along to Lou in Hermitage. Hey, Lou.
I've been looking at that for months.
Lee.
I went in the garden.
Lou.
I'm going to wait if you can.
I think your wife's unhappy. She sounded unhappy. It's Mother's Day, Lou. You got to do better.
Oh, poor Lou.
I wanted that to go on longer. Joel hung up on him. I wanted to hear more.
That could have went completely off the rails.
It could have.
I think it already was.
He was trying to protect Lou's wife and Lou.
And Lou. Probably the best thing there.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up. I know Pony and Mahler are coming up. They'll have a lot, and they'll take you all the way up till 6 o'clock, and there could be more bells ringing like you've been ringing all day whenever there's an NFL schedule. How about this? Derrick Henry and the Ravens extend the deal there. 2 more years, $30 million, 25 fully guaranteed. How about that?
Great.
He had 18 touchdowns last year.
Oh, he dominated last year.
One day he's going to get injured, don't you? I hate to wish that on him. But, I mean, sooner or later, the way he plays, but he's been injury-free pretty much, and he doesn't miss games.
I mean, early in his career, he was a little bit banged up, but he's aged like a fine wine, like him, Hayward.
It's unbelievable. He keeps going strong, and that tells you how they're going to play. It's going to be the same.
Cam and Derrick Henry, two Hall of Famers. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same channel, and we'll know the exact schedule, and so we can delve more into what that means for the Steelers. Moving forward, so Joe's already left the building. Austin's about to do so. I'm heading down to KDK. We have an 8:30 p.m. special tonight on the KDK Plus on the schedule release, which one final bell means what?
The show's over.
Oh.
Goodbye, Bob.
Goodbye.
Noah Hiles joins us right now. I was talking about you in the hallway with Jason Mackey, Noah. He was wearing a very nice U.S. Open hat. And he said that you requested to get the same hat, and I also want it. It is a fabulous hat. So you and Mackey will be hat buddies. How you doing today?
I'm well. I mean, I'm going to be better when Jason gets me that hat. And little fun fact, I'll have both majors hats for this year because my cousin went to the Masters and hooked me up with a Masters hat as well that says Masters 2025. Great year to commemorate too with Rory winning. So building that hat collection.
Doran, was that actually interesting?
No.
I don't think so either. And it's my fault because I started off.
I thought he was going to say he
with
went
a hat
to the
question.
You
yeah,
know, guys,
the same thing.
You know, hang on. I have gone along with a lot of stupid things that you've said to me on this show.
Both of us?
For months. And I just shared a little bit of things that you started about a hat collection that I take pride in. And for you to just do that to me, that I didn't appreciate. What do you want to know about the Pirates, Adam?
Wait, what do you take umbrage with that we've asked you before now that you think we're poo-poo heads?
Yeah, what's stupid?
No, I don't want to do this. Just, what do you want to know? Come on.
We're a bunch of adults over here.
Scenes.
Pony said yesterday that he has heard that the Orioles are interested in Mitch Keller. Have you heard the same thing?
I mean, I haven't heard it during the regular season. I know that they were interested in him this past offseason. I reported that during the winter meetings. I don't know if I connected a team specifically to Keller, but I did report that they were shopping Keller and Jared Jones. And I learned after the winter meetings that, yeah, the Orioles have had an interest in Mitch Keller for years. They're one of a couple of teams who have checked in on him temporarily. I think their trade efforts to get him kind of cooled down after that extension was signed. But I wasn't shocked. I don't know where he would have heard that, but I wouldn't be shocked if that is the case because they have a history of interest in Mitch Keller.
Who realistically could be traded this year by the trade deadline? Who was it that said it about Skeens could possibly be traded at the trade deadline?
Jeff Passan.
Jeff Passan said on Pat McAfee's show that Paul Skeens could be traded at the trade deadline. I don't find that realistic, but let's hear what you have to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, first off, on that note, like, it is incredibly ironic that we are 5 days into year two of Paul Skeens. He made his MLB debut on May 11th, 2024, and we're already talking about, is this guy getting traded or not? Like, talk about a sign of the times in Pittsburgh for this baseball team. I don't think you can trade Paul right now. I've said this on to other people. I just don't know how you can quantify his value. with how good he is for how little you have to pay him, I don't know what type of return that could generate. And I don't think any team would be willing to depart with that capital, especially mid-season. So I don't see that happening. He would have to be traded in an offseason. I think he would also have to be traded years down the line when he's in ARB or closer to ARB. But who could be traded? I mean, you start with the one-year contract guys. Like Andrew Heaney, I think, could be moved. He's someone that I think makes a lot of sense. I mean, they'll try to move Frazier. They'll try to move Tommy Pham. But other guys who I think could generate some interest, Dennis Santana, I think, could get them good something call. In return, especially when you look at how well he's been throwing the ball. Ryan Borucki, I think really anyone in the bullpen, and I think that includes David Bednar, who I think they've tried to move in the past, but were unsuccessful, and maybe this is the time for them to do that. So the bullpen guys, and if I had to pick a position player that they could consider moving without a ton of risk, Joey Bart could be a name that comes to mind, simply because they acquired him for next to nothing last year. They have two young catchers that they have more of a future stock in, I still believe. So I could see them moving Bart. Do they try to move Brian Reynolds or Mitch Keller or Ke'Bryan Hayes? Potentially. I feel like those moves will indicate if they're moving those guys, I feel like that's an indication on Charrington's status within the org. Because I don't think their owner is going to let them move those key pillars to the franchise right now if the GM is not going to be here at the end of the season.
So
if he's moving those guys, I think that that's an indication that Charrington's safe.
Mm-hmm. Well said. That's exactly where I was going to go with the conversation, Noah. I mean, as far as you understand, does Ben Charrington, I mean, he's still the sitting GM, does he have autonomy to proceed as he sees fit?
I don't know entirely. I do know that, I mean, I would say for the most part, yes. I don't know if he has the clearance to make a move of that size. I mean, because if you're trading Keller or Reynolds, or I mean, even Hayes, I think Hayes to a lesser point, that's a big move that impacts how this franchise goes moving forward. That's a move you can't mess up. And so if you're making that move, that means your owner believes that you're not going to mess that move up and he's willing to keep you around to keep the ball rolling after that move, like I said. So I don't know if he has clearance to make that aggressive of a move right now. We'll find out. I wouldn't be necessarily shocked if it happened, but I don't think that that's where they are as an org right now. I don't know if those are players they're looking to get rid of.
Noah, I feel like you were legitimately offended because we didn't find the hat thing interesting, and I do apologize, sincerely. I could see you were perhaps seeing red. Like, I feel like he was actually miffed by that, Dorn.
Yeah, I think he was more mad at you than me, but
that's fine. You could place the blame on me, but you were, in fact, miffed, yes?
No, I could never be mad at you guys.
Look at his eyes. You got a great head of hair. I don't know that you need to hide it under a hat there, Noah.
It's this hair is holding on by a thread. I have a horrible hairline. You know, I'm enjoying it while it's here. I put a lot of work into a lot of products. But thank you for saying that, Adam. That made me feel better.
You guys kind of look like you could be brothers.
Why? Because all us white media members look alike, Dorn? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
Thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Noah. Guys. Fun talk.
So you're going to get a British Open hat, too?
Yep.
Get a little PGA Championship hat, collect all four?
I thought he was going to say he went to the Masters.
That's what I thought he was going to say, too. I would be interested in knowing that in real life. I don't know that people care about what hats he has on the radio.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yes, indeed. It's time for the big boy. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. Coming up on the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. I thought the big boy was going to be on our screen here, Limits.
There he is.
Watch us on...
Magically, he appears out of nowhere.
On YouTube. Go through our website if you care to, at 937thefan.com. You get a good glimpse of the big boy. There he is. Any complaints about the Steelers' schedule? Your appraisal of the Steelers' schedule. What's your first impression, big boy?
I'm not a big schedule fan, release fan there, Joe, because we sit here and we break down. I know that's what we do. We break down the schedule, and a lot of things can happen between now and October and November. So to put a number to it or anything like that, I think is crazy. I think what you got to look at is maybe clusters of games where you're like, this one could be difficult. So the first thing to come to mind, first of all, a little golf clap to holiday games.
Right? Yes, not just a golf clap. I am saying yes, indeed.
Yeah, Bob loves that. So does Art. Art seems to like that in his interview with Missy Matthews on the team website. Yeah, he likes that.
It's about time. We like that. Number two
you
is
like
those last three games. Who is it? Baltimore,
Detroit, Cleveland, and Baltimore.
Yeah, you got Baltimore and Detroit are obviously tough, and they've been struggling lately in Cleveland. It seems like it's been something that they've dealt with the past couple years now. Those last two or three games, last year, last four or five games, where it seems to ramp up a little bit. So I look at those last three games and say they could find themselves in a tough situation if they need a win or two heading down the stretch there to have any chance of getting in the playoffs. Other than that, wait and see. Let's see what it is. A lot of things can happen between now and then. We should have learned that by now, but we tend not to because we need something to talk about.
My God, are you depressing. The only thing we have to talk about today is the schedule. We spend the whole rest of the year talking about the Steelers and every issue possible. Now we have some games to talk about. Let's talk about them.
Technically, we had games to talk about once you knew who was on the schedule.
Well, now we have the weeks, we have the sequence, we have the times.
Yes.
If we can't find things to talk about and get excited about now, Bob, then I don't know when we can.
The PGA Championship is going on today. Let's go.
The big boy comes on here. You're like a human
a
human depressant.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
What?
That's one of my pet peeves. I'm not a big schedule predictor. type of guy just looking at it here in May. And
no,
say,
I wasn't asking. I didn't ask for predictions.
Win, loss.
No. Although we are doing that, I didn't ask for a prediction. But last year when yes.
Hey, Joe, I got one for you.
Yeah, please.
I'm not a coach. They know more than me.
These guys see them every day at practice. Who am I to say if they're any good? Bob, do you have a question for the big boy?
Yes, my question would be the back half, Mark, and take it from this point of view, just looking at the way it's stacked, it's certainly not as bad as three games in 12 days against all these elite teams. However, if you look at week 10, which Joe will look at as week 9, but week 10 through week 18, they have a really difficult road here. And I'm talking about when you go to Chargers, you have the Bengals, even the Bears at Chicago. It ain't going to be easy as it used to be. Bills at home, Ravens, Dolphins, Lions, Browns. This is not an easy end to their season. So they better make some hay early, I think.
Yeah, and if you're watching ESPN, they're going to start the season 0-6, so they're pretty much done.
I don't understand where that came from.
Before they even get to that point. But, I mean, if everything has how we think it will go, you know, no curveballs here and there. Yeah, you look at that back half of the schedule, and there is not really much of an easy game. Even a game like Miami, I mean, if Tua's playing – as well as he can, he's not hurt. That's a little bit of a formidable team, too. I know it's a Monday night game, and they typically play well at home on the Monday night. And like I said, that Cleveland game, they haven't really played well in Cleveland for a while now. But, I mean, it's like that early. It's been like that. You have to get off to the good starts. But, Bob, they got off to a good start during the Ben return years, then they crapped a bit. They got off to what? What were they, 7-2 last year? Is that what they were?
Yeah, they were up there. But they had to do that based on what was coming.
Well, they stink in December a lot of years. They lose three games every December.
And there's only one home game in December, which is not normally how this breaks down, but only one.
Which brings something to mind here, big boy. Usually the sign of a well-coached team is one that gets better as the season goes along. They seem to be having problems with that. This was Ryan.
It wasn't always like that.
No.
It wasn't always like that.
No, they
That's
used to
recent development.
Right. There are other years where they crumble early or they're good late and not good early. Here's Ryan Clark from ESPN on Tomlin. Take a listen to this, big boy.
And I say this and people get mad at me. I believe that Mike Tomlin is unfireable. I believe if Mike Tomlin steps away from being the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that should be his decision. And I've said time and time again, I do believe that should be the decision he makes. I believe Mike Tomlin should coach in another organization. Mike Tomlin should be a fresh voice somewhere else. Because I believe, as great as a coach he is, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I believe his voice has run stale there. I believe he's allowed that team to reach the highest of heights they're going to reach unless they can get a top-tier quarterback.
So I'm trying to decipher what you're saying.
He needs to go have his Andy Reid Kansas City run.
Agree or disagree? Tomlin's voice has become stale here, he said.
No, I do not agree with that. I do agree with the first part. I think he will make the decision of when he leaves or if he leaves. I don't think it will be an Art Rooney decision. I think the only way he does leave, he says, okay, it's time for me to go. I truly do believe that. But I don't buy the staleness of the message because, I mean, just look from last year, Joe, Bob. Half the team is not even around anymore. I mean, you go back 3 years and you're looking about, you know, 8 to 10 people on the team. What message are we talking about? A message to the players getting stale? Or the message or the way he goes about his business? Maybe that's getting stale. Maybe the way his decision-making is. I don't think his message is stale to the players. Every single player that comes in there just absolutely loves him and actually loves to hear him talk and have him motivated. So I don't buy that. I do buy potentially the way he goes about his business might be a little antiquated.
Not sure that every single player who comes through there loves him, but that could be a topic for another day.
Well, if they do love him, then it might end up a little bit different after a couple years. But I think initially they do.
Justin Fields love him?
Maybe initially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was only here for...
I don't know.
But I think the difference there is that it was just a difference of opinion about, you know, they didn't think he was worth what they offer or what the Jets gave him.
Right.
And they may not have granted him his wish of being a starter by designating him as a starter, and he may have moved that way. I think he always respected him. So I understand both sides of that.
Yeah, when did Justin Fields turn into Joe Namath, by the way?
Who said that?
Well, I'm saying, I mean, it's like he's going to the Jets and all, not you guys. I'm just saying he's going to the Jets and everybody thinks he's, you know, the second coming there. What has he ever done? He's
Who has said he's the second coming there, nationally or locally, anywhere?
A lot of people, I'm not saying Joe Namath, I'm just making that that analogy because it's the Jets. I'm just saying going there and he's going to have this revelation of a career. You're on your third team in 12, 13 months. I think they're pretty much you know that you're not going to be that superstar quarterback. So I don't know where all of a sudden Justin Fields is a tremendous loss. Now, if you say the Steelers should have taken a chance on him, maybe just because of their situation. But I don't see Justin Fields going into the New York Jets and making them a contender.
The first part of what you just said there, I agree with. I think because of where they were, I thought he was the logical choice.
They said he was their choice. They said he was their choice.
Right, they offered him a deal.
That's fine. I don't think that was the right choice, but.
Well, at that point, what would you have done? Because Rodgers was not an option back then.
Yeah, I think that was their best choice. But I don't think that was the right choice. At that situation, you have to determine what's best for your organization and what was out there. And what was out there was Justin Fields. Now, that doesn't mean he would have been good here. But so I don't see it.
I just said I would have made the bet that you're 25 years old. You have some upside. We're going to try to extract that from you. That's what we're supposed to do as coaches.
I mean, it's all relative to what else they had. And or have
13 and 50 in his career, or something like that.
Look at Sam Darnold. He went to four different teams. I mean, sometimes
it
takes
a while.
I'm not
that big on Justin Fields, believe me. But they were the ones who said that he was their priority.
Yeah, it made sense. I think it made sense where they were in their organization, their quarterback situation, to take a good run at Justin Fields. But, you know, got to have two of them to tango. And obviously, he thought it was a better place to go than New York. Oh, well, you move on.
Mitz, I wouldn't even think of leaving you out of a conversation with the big boy. Would you like to ask a question?
Thank you. What is the most enticing game on the schedule for you, Mark?
The last one.
Because you're done? The season's over?
But he doesn't about the schedule.
I know, that's why I asked.
What are we doing here,
Joe made
boy?
It sound like, and he's right about this, at the end of the year, you may get the B squad for the Ravens.
They
you
have many everything. Times yeah. before.
So if the Steelers are still viable at that point, that
why do you hate the schedule release so much? I think it's an exciting day.
I've never liked the schedule. I've never liked the schedule leaks. Who cares? Wait 10 minutes and they'll give it to you. I don't like predicting something in May. I don't like breaking down things when I don't know who's going to be playing or not in front of me. I'm just a curmudgeon, Joe.
He is a curmudgeon, Bob. Would you agree with that?
He hasn't reached that level yet.
No?
He's sounding like one, but he hasn't reached it yet.
He's getting there. All right.
Bob? Well, the best game, honestly, I think maybe the one that intrigues me the most might just be that Detroit game late in the season.
Yeah.
How about the Buffalo game at home?
It probably intrigues Detroit, too. What? The Buffalo game
at home. I mean, that's it's a team that you want
to
deal
Joe,
with.
Joe, we're going to get you out of retirement and over to Acrisure for that Buffalo game.
Maybe. I might go to that one. Yeah.
All right.
I think that the Bears game is rather intriguing as well because that's the team that called about Tomlin. To bring it full circle to the Ryan Clark quotes, they wanted Mike Tomlin. They wanted to trade for him.
Totally forgot about that, right?
Yeah.
That Packer game could be interesting, I guess.
Very, very interesting. Thank you, big boy. You're a wonderful man.
All right, Marky.
All right. See you, fellas.
Have a good day.
There he goes, Bob. I thought about a game of free association, but frankly, I'm too depressed now to do anything.
Here are the NFL games of the year, according to NFL.com. Honorable mention, Doran, Green Bay Packers at Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, obviously, if Rodgers is a Steeler, you would think that would be in the top 10, wouldn't you? How could Rodgers against the Packers with these two-storied franchises not be a top 10 game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and we'll go through the list here, according to NFL.com, I think you could make a case it's the number one game of the year in terms of intrigue. Two flag-bearing franchises of the NFL, the great historical franchises with Rodgers against the old team. That's an amazing game.
Absolutely.
Number 10, according to NFL.com. Week 1, Game 1, Dallas Cowboys at Philadelphia Eagles, Thursday, September 4th. Dallas is going to get Dak back. They've got George Pickens. They're a brand, the brand, against the Super Bowl champions. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
I could have a scheduled date night that I know is going to lead to sex, and I'm still going to watch that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a good one.
Kansas City Chiefs. What the hell is this?
Wait, hold on. Rewind real quick. I bet you Dallas wins that game.
Ooh.
Eagles usually start out slow. Everybody's going to be all on the Cowboys train. I feel like the Cowboys won that game to start the season.
I like that from you. Week number 5, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to travel to Jacksonville. And this is the 9th-ranked game, according to NFL.com. Why?
Hmm.
Duval.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I like Travis Hunter. I mean, you're waiting to see if Trevor Lawrence can be the guy. He's been a massive disappointment so far. They paid him, but he's mid. What the hell is that? Why the hell? You're telling me, NFL.com, that Kansas City Chiefs at the Jacksonville Jags is a better game than the Green Bay Packers against the Pittsburgh Steelers? The hell are you doing here? If I don't have to, I'm watching a Jacksonville Jags game all year.
Right.
The hell is that? Their 8th-ranked game, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Denver Broncos, Monday, September 29th on ABC. I mean,
Bo Nixon, I mean, Joe Burrow, I don't.
I mean, I think Denver's on the ascent, and yeah. I think that Cincinnati's going to be a good football team this year. I think last year was largely an aberration. Their defense is going to get better just because it's hard to get worse. I think since he makes the playoffs, that's a nice matchup. It ain't better than Aaron Rodgers against the Green Bay Packers. I don't really have to get mad about this, I guess, but that's an absurd game to include. Game number 7, according to NFL.com. The Eagles at the Green Bay Packers, Monday Night Football, November 10th. Yeah, that's a good game.
One. That's a good one.
It's a really good game. Their number 6th ranked game. Why the hell do they love the Broncos so much? The Denver Broncos at Kansas City Chiefs, Week 17. I like the Broncos. I've said a lot of mean things about Sean Payton.
They think the Broncos
Payton.
Are going to be good this year.
Sure.
They probably will.
Yeah.
But does Sean Payton and Bo Nix do it for you more than Rodgers v. Packers? No. Hell no.
Yeah, but it's not, they're ranking games as of
right now.
Right yeah. now, and he's not on a team.
Right. And so he is, that game is the honorable mention game. I think it might be number 1 for me, though, for intrigue. Maybe not the play on the field.
Keep going.
Yeah. All right. Chicago Bears at Washington Commanders, the 5th-ranked game.
I like that game a lot.
Me too.
Two of the top quarterbacks last year.
Meh.
You hate
top
the Bears.
Top quarterbacks drafted, not top quarterbacks of the NFL.
Right.
Right. Clearly. But
is Jaden Daniels going to have a sophomore slump? Is Caleb Williams going to be the chosen one? Yes, I'm intrigued by that.
No and no.
I would still rather...
Jaden Daniels is really good.
You know what they did last year?
They've got really good weapons. Around.
They went for it on 4th down more than anybody else, and they were highly, highly successful.
Cliff Kingsbury, baby.
But I think that's going to come down to earth a little bit. I think that's going to average out a bit. I don't think he's going to have a sophomore slump. I don't think they're going to be back in the NFC Championship
I didn't
game.
Think that C.J. Stroud would have a sophomore slump, and he did too.
Yeah. Game 4. Again, Los Angeles Chargers at the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the Raiders are going to be much improved. But
really?
Yeah. That's week 2, guys. Monday, September 15th, 10 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. Can't wait to stay up for that one.
I won't be.
I like Geno. I like Ashton Jeanty. I like the tight end. I like Pete Carroll. I'm intrigued. But it's not the 4th best game on the NFL schedule this year.
Not at all.
Go the hell, NFL Network. Number 3, Washington Commanders at Kansas City Chiefs. Now we're talking.
Yeah, like that.
On my birthday, October 27th. People care about that. It's a Monday Night Football game. That's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
At Arrowhead, Second best game of the year. Detroit Lions at Philadelphia Eagles week 11. Yes, please.
Big time.
Yes, please. If Detroit stays healthy, I think they win the Super Bowl last year. How's that take?
I like it.
I don't think so.
I can get on board.
I don't think they beat Philly, man.
Why? Because you're from... Where are
no,
you from?
No, because...
Pottersville? Where are you from?
Philly's... Pottersville. Saquon Barkley had a historic year, and their defense was just...
It was very good.
Unstoppable.
They almost lost to the Rams at home.
They did. But who the Rams beat?
Listen, Detroit was hurt.
Okay.
They didn't have their number one edge rusher.
A lot of teams were hurt.
They were hurt more than anybody else.
Okay.
I don't know
why that's football, brother.
Arguing so vociferously about this. That's a great game.
Yes.
It's a great game.
And the number one game of the 2025 NFL season.
Chiefs against who?
Week one, Sunday, September 7th. NBC, Sunday Night Football. The Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's a good game.
I'm there.
Yep.
The two guys who arguably could have been MVPs, we know it went to Josh Allen. They had a classic game in the divisional round where Mark Andrews, God bless his heart, dropped the two-point conversion. That's a hell of a game. If Rodgers is a Steeler, though, is the Packers v. Steelers at Acrisure Stadium not the most intriguing game? Not the highest quality game, but like the lead-up to
that?
I'd
say top five.
Okay.
I think it'd be a lot more intriguing if it was at Lambeau.
I would agree with that.
I mean, like twice as intriguing, quite frankly.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I think going back there would be a bigger deal. It's like when Favre went back there with Minnesota and torched him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a little bit more revenge when you're in the stadium you built your career in.
Mm-hmm. The house that Bart Starr built. Yeah. And then was updated by Brett Favre, and then they put an addition on there with Aaron Rodgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.